case of Matthew Shepard made national and international news. It also inspired plays, films, novels, and songs, and many more. The story of the 21-year-old Wyoming student is one of the most known hate crimes in the world, more specifically anti-gay hate crimes. Today, for my show, I'm doing something a little different. I'll be telling you about Matthew's story, the aftermath of this event, and what we have done to prevent, and what we are doing to prevent this from ever happening again. So the first song I'm just going to play here is Artists Against Bullying. It's called True Colors, originally by Cyndi Lauper, and here it is.
You with the sad eyes, don't be discouraged, oh I realize it's hard to take courage
in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it, and the darkness inside you makes you feel so small.
But I see a true color shining through. I see a true color. That's why I love you, so don't be afraid to let them show.
Matthew Shepard was the son of Judy and Dennis Shepard. He also had a younger brother named Logan. He was born in Casper, Wyoming in 1976. In 1994, his dad got hired by an Arabic company called Saudit Aramco. Matthew went to live with his dad and attended the American school in Switzerland. During a class trip to Morocco, Matthew was beaten and raped, causing him to suffer from depression and panic attacks. Matthew graduated from the boarding school and moved back in with his mom at the States to attend Wyoming, the University of Wyoming, majoring in political science. On October 6, 1998, Matthew was approached by Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson at the Fireside Lounge in Laramie. McKinney and Henderson agreed to give Matt a ride home, but instead drove him to the outskirts of town. The two boys proceeded to beat and torture Matthew before they tied him up to a log fence and left him for dead. He was found 18 hours later by a cyclist who mistook him for a scarecrow. Matthew was struck several times in the head, causing severe brainstem damage. He was in a coma for 6 days as his body slowly gave away. He died in hospitals on October 12, 1998. McKinney and Henderson were arrested shortly after. During the trial, McKinney said that the reason for his actions were gay panic defense. Later, he says he only meant to rob Matthew and not kill him. Henderson received 2 consecutive life sentences in order to avoid the death penalty, testified against McKinney. McKinney got 2 consecutive life sentences with no possibility of parole. He also avoided the death penalty thanks to a deal his parents agreed to. So the next song I'm going to be playing is Imagine by Lady Gaga. She changed some of the lyrics and some of the melody so that she could make it more towards Matthew. It's kind of like an homage to Matthew. So here it is.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, and only Matthew in the sky. Imagine all the people for today. Oh, imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion too. I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday that you'll join us, and the world will live as one. People of the nation, are you listening? It isn't equal if it's sometimes. I want a real democracy. Imagine all the people could love equally.
During Matthew's funeral, protesters lined up in front of the church with signs bearing homophobic slangs like "God hates fags." Roman Patterson, a friend of Matthews, and others stood between the church and the protesters wearing white robes with gigantic white wings. They were later given the name Angels of Peace or Angel Action. In 2004, a theory surfaced about an alternate ending considering the Matthew Shepard murder. An ABC News program called 2020 said that the murder wasn't because Matthew was gay, but it was a drug-related robbery turned violent. They say that Matthew and McKinney were both dealing meth and that it had nothing to do with the fact that he was gay. Police commander of Laramie at the time said that these claims were not credible, but the prosecutor said that the drugs did have a factor in the murder. In 2013, Stephen Jimson released a book concerning this theory called The Book of Matt, Hidden Truths About the Murder of Matthew Shepard. The book was read by known critic Alice Rosenberg. She said it was poorly sourced. Jimson never qualifies how credible these sources are or validates their closeness to Shepard. He also doesn't evaluate the potential or motives of their accounts. The lead investigator at the time went back to interview these claims after the book was released and said that the book contains factual errors and lies, and that the idea of Matt being a drug dealer is truly laughable. The reports of McKinney's confession state that he only wanted to scare Matthew and take his wallet and leave. That's when Matthew allegedly started making sexual advances, touching his leg and groin. That's when he panicked and started hitting him. His ex-girlfriend, Christian Price, states that the two 20-year-olds plotted to pose as homosexuals in order to lure Matt out and rob him. She also said that the boys were not under the influence of drugs at the time. So the next song I'm playing here is Same Love by Macklemore featuring Macklemore and Ryan Lewis featuring Mary Lambert.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying.
A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all. But it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
Years after this tragedy and hate crimes are still very much alive and common. I want to talk about another man that was victim of a hate crime. His name was James Byrd Jr., who was murdered in 1998 at the age of 49 by three men that didn't like him because of the color of his skin. A few months later, the world was shocked by the incident with Matthew, so much that the United States Congress passed the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crime Prevention Act, which later became a law once Obama came to power. There's a young boy named Jamie Humley from Ottawa. He was bullied for being the only openly gay kid at his school. No one reacted until he took his life in 2011. There is a rant that Rick Mercer did about Jamie Humley, and I thought that it fit perfectly. So here it is.
Every year in this country, 300 kids take their own lives. It is a mind-boggling number. And this past week, one of those kids was Jamie Humley. He was 15, he was depressed, and he happened to be gay. And because this is 2011, we just don't read about a kid like Jamie, we can Google him. And then the next thing you know, you're sitting at home watching his videos on YouTube. And he was gay, all right. He was a great big goofy gay kid singing Lady Gaga on the internet. And as an adult, you look at that and you go, you know what? That kid's going places. But for some reason, some kids, they looked at that and they attacked. and now he's gone. And because this story is all too familiar, we know exactly what's going to happen next. Grief counselors will go into the school as they should. But what about the old-fashioned assembly? You know, where the cops show up and there's hell to pay and they find out who's responsible. You know, like when the lunchroom is vandalized. Because the kids who bullied this boy, they know who they are. And more importantly, other kids know who they are. It's no longer good enough for us to tell kids who are different that it's gonna get better. We have to make it better now. That's every single one of us, every teacher, every student, every adult has to step up to the plate. And that's gay adults too, because I know gay cops, soldiers, athletes, cabinet ministers, a lot of us do, but the problem is, adults, we don't need role models. Kids do. So if you're gay and you're in public life, I'm sorry, you don't have to run around with a pride flag and bore the hell out of everyone, but you can't be invisible, not anymore. 300 kids is 300 too many.
Matthew was killed essentially for loving another man. Which begs the question, why does this bother some people? I feel like a central issue here for many people is why people are gay. That is, do people choose to be gay? For me, I feel like we need to rewind 50, 100 years here to find some prospect to answer this question. In these times, to be gay meant largely to be shunned, alienated, imprisoned, and sometimes sadly killed. As such, I don't think anyone would deliberately choose to make their lives difficult. And so, I feel the whole question of why people are gay is immaterial. It could be that we're born gay or that our experience shapes who we love, or a combination. But again, it doesn't matter. And if you can agree with me that these issues of sexuality is not a choice or decisions, as much as no one can stand in judgment, no one can be blamed. And no one can ever presume to hold a moral authority from which height can be dropped, can drop punishment on their fellow human beings for being humans. So the last song I have here is Love Into the Light by Kesha.
Love into the light. Yeah, I know what you're going through. Don't let it get the best of you. We'll make it out alive. Oh, people like us, we gotta stay together. Keep your head up, nothing lasts forever. Here's to the damned, to the lost and forgotten. It's hard to get high when you're living on the bottom. Oh, oh, we're all misfits, living in a world on fire. Oh, oh, sing it for the people like us, for the people like us. This is not a funeral, it's a revolution after all. Your tears have turned to rain. Just wait, everything will be okay. Even when you're feeling like it's going down in flames. People like us, we gotta stick together. Keep your head up, nothing lasts forever. Here's to the damned, to the lost and forgotten. It's hard to get high when you're living on the bottom. Oh, oh, we're all misfits, living in a world on fire. Oh,
everybody wants to throw it all away sometimes.
Probably started off like me. You may say that I'm a freak show, but give it just a little time. I bet you're gonna change your mind. All of the dirt you've been throwing my way, it ain't so hard to take. 'Cause just look away.
Just go ahead and hate on me. Run your mouth so everyone can hear. Hit me with the worst you got. Knock me down. Baby, I don't care. Keep it up and soon enough you figure out. You wanna be, you wanna be a loser like me. Get you back when I'm your boss.
I'm not thinking about you haters, no.
And I could be a superstar. I'll see you when you wash my car.
And all of the dirt you've been throwing my way, it ain't so hard to take. Oh, and I know one day you'll be screaming.
Hello, Kingston. Welcome to 91.9 The Cave. I'm your host, Leanne, and this is your specialty hour. I kind of just did a little bit of a documentary thing for you guys, which was Matthew Shepard's case study. So you guys just heard Loser Like Me acoustic version by the Glee cast. Before that was Talk Me Down by Alyssa Reed and People Like Us acoustic cover. And that one is a Kelly Clarkson song. So I really hope you guys liked it. I've got some really cool stuff coming up, of course. That Glee song I absolutely love. At the beginning of the year, I actually did a bullying type show here on this station. And I actually ended up playing the original version of Loser Like Me, which I absolutely love. And just a couple weeks ago, they released the acoustic version that they played in the show. And I was really happy about that. It's a really, really fun song, and I got to play it for you guys. So I guess it's a win-win situation for everyone. So we have Lights with Fall Back Down acoustic coming up next. And then we have Pink. Of course, we can't have a bullying type show without Pink with Perfect, of course. And then at the end, we'll have a special little treat for you guys. I know I already played True Colors, but this one is an all-time low version. It's a little more happy, so I want to play it to, you know, kind of get ourselves back up and get ready for the next show that's coming. So here we are. This is Fall Back Down by Lights on 91.9 The Cave.
Don't worry about me, I'm gonna make it alright. Got my enemies crosshaired in my sight. Take a bad situation, gonna make it right. In the shadow of darkness, I stand in the light. See, it's our style to keep it true. I've had a bad year, a lot gone through. I've been knocked out, beat down, black and blue. She's not the one coming back for you. She's not the one coming back for you. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. It takes disaster to learn a lesson. Gonna make it through the darkest night. Some people betray you when it causes treason. Gonna make everything betrayed me. Now my vision is no longer hazy. I'm very lucky to have my crew. They stood by me when she flew. I've been knocked out, beat down, black and blue. She's not the one coming back for you. She's not the one coming back for you. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back,
we'll be right back. spent with me now seems so far away, and it feels like you don't care.
Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, displaced, misunderstood. Miss, no, it's all good. It didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing. Underestimated, look, I'm still around. Pretty, pretty, pretty.
Courage. see your true.